Hot on the heels of the Intra-Africa Trade Fair 2021 that was held in KZN last week, we've had South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and President of Kenya Uhuru Kenyatta address the South Africa-Kenya Business Forum to further explore new areas of economic trade and investment cooperation between the two countries. Playing a role in some of the deals being struck is Equity Bank. And I caught up with James Mwangi, who's the MD and CEO, and started off by asking him just how much more collaboration we're seeing when it comes to trade and cooperation between South Africa and Kenya. Here's that conversation.
COVID has really disrupted the global supply chains. And so there is need for regional and local supply chains to rise. And Kenya has found South Africa as a partner with who we could partner and collaborate to create regional supply chains.
Yeah, I asked the question because we had President Cyril Ramaphosa highlight this distorted trade relationship that exists, right, between African countries and the rest of the world. A trade amongst African countries currently, depending on who you ask, at anything between 13 and 18%. How much capacity do we have to lift that, realistically speaking?
There's significant opportunity. If you look at the East African region, Kenya's trade with its neighbors is up to 35%. So looking at the African average of 13 to 18, whichever another bar is, means that if we structure well, we forget that we can add value to our commodities. Because at the moment, the reason why we don't trade much is most of us are producing the same raw materials and exporting raw materials. But if we do value addition, then there will be differentiation and relevance to regional trade.
Value addition, beneficiation, these are issues that we've beaten the drum about for the longest while now. So what triggers that shift more so at this stage?
It's the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Africa was heavily marginalized by disruption of supply chains. And these, we have taken the lessons. And the only way is to build back better. And building back better means addressing the challenges that we have experienced. And part of that is really building self-sufficiency in some basic needs that the continent requires. And that is the big opportunity. As we build these are investment opportunities, opportunities for partnerships, opportunities for collaboration. And Kenya and South Africa happens to be the real big economies in that region. And so Kenya can be the gateway to South African capital and entrepreneurship to East and Central Africa.
I came across this label, a new era of trade, but we often get so caught up, James, in the rhetoric and the verbiage, because that sounds great, but not so much on what makes it a new era. So what are some of the practical challenges that and hurdles that have been cleared along the way?
A lot of hurdles have been cleared, particularly at the political level. If you look, we're being read by our two presidents. So it means that is the political will is now real. It's not just rhetorics. It's where our president takes his business community to another country to meet the business community and try to get them engaged. We also saw how lapidary the African countries signed the African Continental Free Trade Area. Again, that is a platform that has really established the processes of how we could engage. And we have also seen significant revitalization of regional trade agreements like the SADC, the East African Community, the COMESA. So there is urgency and there is conviction for the first time. And hopefully the need and necessity will push us over the line.
Do you see that having translated effectively enough to reducing some of the regulatory burden that comes with accessing this Africa Continental Free Trade Area? Has that been done away with?
I think we still have a long way to go. Of course, there are incentives that needs to be given. There are policy reforms that needs to be taken. And the private sector needs to reposition itself. As we said, that the engagement in trade, particularly cross-border trade, can't happen if all of us are producing the same items.
Yeah.
So that diversification, and diversification need not to be at primary level, it's at value addition level. That would be the easiest one. But there are also low-lying fruits, like Kenya is a major agricultural producer, but doesn't do agro-processing. And that can be a huge opportunity to set up a manufacturing industry. All of us are running around trying to improve accommodation, housing and shelter in Africa, but we don't need to manufacture construction material, tiles, pipes, and so those are the opportunities that I see as low-lying fruits.
So for a moment, let's put on your banker's hat and look at things from a financier's perspective. How much is Equity Bank seeing in terms of viable and profitable businesses, you know, bankable trade and business ideas being put on the table? Because it's one thing having the ideas and another thing converting them. That's been the challenge up to this point.
There are two aspects that have convinced us. The first one is the Eastern Central African region has turned out to be, at the moment, one of the fastest growing region in the world. And consequently, almost averaging 5.2%. Consequently, we see the rise of the sea. And so whichever boat is in the sea has been raised. And us as Equity Bank see those nugget opportunities that we can start with and stimulate the economy. The second one is the global interest. We have realized suddenly there is a rush to cobalt and copper in DRC, simply because of climate change. Everybody wants to go electrical cars, but you can't do that without the cobalt in DRC. You can't do that without the copper in DRC. And essentially that means that there is significant flows of global capital that we can tap into. And lastly, we have seen the sensitivity with which the global leadership has focused on clean energy and climate change. If that is needed to happen, Africa will have to play its rightful place, and that provides a huge opportunity. Lastly, the global capital has started signaling that Africa is good for return. It's no longer a question of grants. Africa has demonstrated that, yeah, it's giving reasonable returns, globally competitive returns we are seeing. And that is where we think those three parameters will give us the signaling effect for the private sector to jump in and do what has to be done.
That was James Mwangi, CEO of Equity Bank.